Welcome to At the Organ.
Hello, I'm Brent Johnson. Thanks for joining me today. In our COVID-19 quarantine, we're going to pick up right where we left off here with part 5 of What I Did This Summer. So if you remember, back in 2018, I started taking video cameras and microphones with me whenever I found myself in a church with an organ. This resulted in a series of videos on our YouTube channel all about the pipe organs I encountered. Production of those videos increased and the channel neared 4,000 subscribers. If you want to see those videos, there's a link on our website at theorgan.com, or you can just search on YouTube for Organ Media Foundation. Now, when things were slow before, I started taking the audio from these visits and turning them into At the Organ episodes. Frequently, there's audio that doesn't require video to be effective, and sometimes I can include more sound than the original video offered. As in this case, there's some audio recorded while we were between video takes. Also, I learned that there are some people that will listen to the audio of the videos without watching them, so that's what I'm continuing today. So part 5 takes us to Second Presbyterian Church in St. Louis, Missouri. This is a beautiful building with excellent acoustics. We visited before. The April 29th, 2012 episode featured a work recorded there, and there was an episode from 2011 that we did there about Siegfried Karg Ehlert. This visit came about because I was at the church helping to record a concert event the day before. Now, this video was one of the last ones where we recorded the organ and voice with a single sound source. I think in the final video, I might have used the audio from the cameras as well, but we were still in the early stages of figuring out how to do this. I'm still not sure we've completely figured it out, but here's the Shantz organ of Second Presbyterian Church.
And we're going. Hi, I'm Brent Johnson, and today we are at Second Presbyterian Church in the Central West End in St. Louis. With me today is Andrew Peters. He's the organist and director of music here. Andrew, how long have you been here?
A little over 10 years.
This organ is a Shantz, built in 1965, correct?
Correct.
How many ranks do we have?
60 ranks.
And so, 60 ranks, and it's been changed a little bit since its original installation, correct?
Right.
Did we have any changes in the stop list, or was it just voicing sort of things?
A couple stop list changes. At some point in the 1980s, somebody took out the English horn on the choir and replaced it with a louder trumpet. Okay. And nobody's quite sure where the English horn ended up.
Being from 1965, I mean, it's sort of a neoclassic, neo-Baroque specification. We have a roof positive behind us here, and then a lot of the stop names are German, as you would expect from kind of what most builders were doing in 1965.
Right.
Just for an example, let me hear a little bit of, just to start with the great principle, which is right here out in front of us. It's actually pretty gentle and smooth. I imagine that's been toned down a little bit from its original voicing.
Not great, just a little bit, but nothing major.
Let's keep going. Add the 4-foot octave to it and see where we go from there. Bigger as we go up, and then we have a 2-foot 15th. Finally, we have a 4-rank mixture, which is a 2-foot size mixture.
Yep.
Mixture, 3 ranks of sharp, which starts at 2/3, so yes. We'll just add that to it. So we're getting a nice big bright sound out of all of that great. Fortunately, it's all right here, so it all speaks right into the room,
right,
and right in your face as you're close to it. So over here on this side, we have some pipes that are exposed as well. What are those pipes there?
Those are some of the, I believe those are the flutes.
So our great whole flute, which is a capped flute, isn't it? Or is that open?
You ask good questions.
I don't know. Well, it looks like it's capped from here, but those could just be really big tuning slides.
Yeah.
Let's play a little bit. Let's see what it sounds like. And then we also have a 4-foot spill flute. Is that, that's behind it a little bit, I think.
I believe so.
Okay. And then the only other thing we have in this division that's a flute is the Palmer 16, which I'm guessing is that thing back there.
No,
it's over there. That might be what stopped. That's what I'm seeing.
Should I add a comment about this?
Sure.
When we had the organ restored, this particular rank was one of the most noticeable changes, because prior to the restoration,
the bottoms had just sagged a little bit, so air was not getting through. So
yeah, the soft metal of that, yeah, because it's pretty dark sound, but I can see how it would have. Yeah, and that happens with a lot of these instruments of this vintage. Right. The metal is just kind of soft and it sags, and they just need to be reworked a little bit.
Yeah.
We also have the only reed in this division is the trumpet instrument. Is that correct?
Yes, very subtle.
Yeah, so it's we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, that's really loud.
We also have a choir division over here on this side, which looks fairly complete. We go all the way to 16, but we have a Klein Erzähler. Let's hear what that sounds like. See what Schantz's idea of an Erzähler is. Bright.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the Skinner version of that was a little darker, flutier kind of thing. But right. It comes, of course, with an Erzähler Celeste, which gives us this nice sound. Very nice, very nice. And then we have an entire flute chorus in here. Warden, Nocturne, Nazard, Waldflute, Tierce. It's sort of a cornet here of all flutes. What does that sound like with all those on? Nice and bright, so that's
yeah, it's really very useful
with that. And then of course you have a 16-foot quintage you can put on the bottom that gives
mm-hmm.
you an even bigger. That's very nice. I like it. And then of course we have oboe and bassoon. Are these separate 16-foot bassoon in the
yes bar? That's separate.
Let's play that. Let's see what that sounds like down low. Bright, narrow scale bassoon there, and then a separate oboe, which you don't usually see in a choir, but...
Right, and this was our compromise stop in the renovation. We decided, since this organ had no oboe whatsoever, that we would take out the 4-foot Rohrschaumei.
I see.
And we replaced that with this particular oboe, so we'd have a...
So you have one that's there that you can put against the grate. So
right.
What does it sound like? American oboe, very
yep.
nice. And then of course we have a tremolo in that division, so you can trim that oboe and give it a nice...
Yes, it has a lot of shake to it.
Very nice, very pretty. And then I should mention these all, we have couplers of all that you, the electric couplers you would expect in a modern organ, grate to grate, 4 and 16, and choir to choir, 4 and 16, and you can couple everything everywhere. So these stops, even though your oboe's in the choir, you can put it, can you put the choir on the grate or choir and swell on this one?
Yeah, not the choir with the swell, but the rook positive
with
the swell.
We'll talk about the rook positive. And so then you also, this was the trumpet harmonique. That's what replaced the English horn that you...
Correct.
Mentioned.
This is from 80s,
okay, so
somewhere there about.
Expecting a narrow scale, pretty bright trumpet.
Yeah.
Forceful for a choir trumpet.
Yes, it is.
But that's good. That's good you got that. And of course, the choir is completely enclosed, so you can close all of that down, so you don't have to have that big loud trumpet.
Right. This is really nice. This organ has very thick swell boxes.
Let's see. What does it sound like closed, if we compare? Yeah, it's quiet. It makes it sound a long way away. We have some distance. And I imagine the Erzähler and Celeste, when the box is closed, are almost inaudible. Very nice.
So very useful for service playing and accompanying and everything.
Good. Let's look at the swell. We have a Geigen principle is our first 8 foot over there, which is also very gentle and definitely a Geigen. It's more
mm-hmm.
string-like than principle. And then on top of that, a Geigen octave. Matches very well. And instead of a 2-foot flute or a principle, we have a Gemshorn. Which you don't see a lot, but it adds that little brightness that we need there.
Right.
Good. And then to complete our course, there's a Plongeau, 4-rank mixture at 1 1/3.
Yeah.
That adds a lot of sound in that chorus.
Yeah.
So, and if you wanted, you could flush it out with some of the 8 foots of flutes and viol de gamba. Let's listen to those. What does our string sound like in the swell now, or viol de gamba? It's not super edgy, but it's got a brightness to it, and then the Celeste.
And this Celeste was added also in the...
Oh, in the recent renovation?
In 2015.
Okay. So
Schantz was very surprised that there was no swell Celeste on this organ ever.
That's pretty amazing, even for 1965, to have at least one Celeste. I mean, you had the Earth Sailor, but
yeah, they
still,
were quite puzzled by that.
I'm puzzled by the fact that that's new. So how does it match? Does this, they do a good job of matching these two? It's very lovely. And then we have a chimney flute at 8 foot. So very chipper and bright like you would expect. Mm-hmm. And that comes with a 4 foot Zauberflute.
Yep.
Those are nice. Play just the 4 foot by itself. I want to hear what it sounds. Zauberflute usually.
Yeah, that's a nice one to use sometimes down an octave on its own.
And you can do that. You've got the swell to swell 16 if you want to play it right where it is.
Right.
And then we have a battery of reeds here, 16, 8, and 4.
Yep.
Starts with our 8-foot trumpet. Let's listen to that. Just for my ears, how does that compare with the trumpet harmonique in the swell, in the choir? Bigger in the choir, but then again, you don't really have a great reed there that would normally be that big, so I think that's
right.
The compromise they made there was they put the big reed in the choir. So, all right, so what does our 4-foot clarion sound like on top of that 8-foot swell trumpet? We have a 16-foot contrabombard.
Naturally.
So, we have the big bright sounds, but again, you can close all of that down in the box and it under control.
Right.
All right, let's talk about this thing behind us. This is the Rook Positive. How many ranks do we have in this thing? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and eleven. So in the Rook Positive, we have 11 ranks. It's all right here, right behind your head, and so it's out where the congregation can hear it clearly. And it's a typical little chorus of, it doesn't have a Tiercin, it exists in the choir, so it's not a choir. It's just a typical little 8-foot chorus with principals and flutes. So we start with an 8-foot Rorgedeckt, which is this red flute that we can see behind us. It has quite a lot of attack on the voice there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I want to mention, as Zach had mentioned, that this Rook Positive looks a whole lot like one in downtown St. Louis at Christ Church Cathedral on the Aeolian Skinner, which was installed just a few months before this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that was actually inspired by that or if it was just the style of the time and everybody was putting in red guitars that chiff like a xylophone. So, but yeah, it's right there and out in the acoustics of the room. It sounds really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 4-foot Prestant is the next stopover. We have a couple flute, a little capped, tapered flute. Does it sound with the holes? Get it. It's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a 2-foot octave. Let's put that with the 4-foot Prestant and see what we get. And then a 1 1/3 quint, which will go on top of that. One-foot siflute. Say that again. And then our 1-foot siflote. So play that for us. Does it go all the way up to 1 foot at the top, or does it?
I think it breaks.
Yeah, it breaks back. So if you put that with the Holzgedeckt at 8 foot, you get a nice little chipper, bright, sparkly. And of course, on top of that, we have yet more mixture. We have 3 ranks, zimbal, that's at 1 1/3, which is the same as our quint, is where it starts. But let's put all that together. So I've got Holzgedeckt, Prestant, Octave, Siflute, and zimbal. So here's our whole principal chorus. Very nice, a lot of brilliance there in that part of the organ.
Yep.
And then one more stop, we can see right behind us, it's a little skinny 8-foot crump horn. Let me hear what that sounds like. As I'm looking at this, I assume you would have to just reach over to tune it? Is that, how do we actually, you can't get down there safely, can you? Or can you walk on that edge?
No, it usually involves getting what you can from here or getting a ladder over the rest of it.
fun of making pipes inaccessible. Well, most of this organ is really actually very accessible. Your grate is out here in the open, your pedal's right here in the middle, and the swell boxes, the swell and choir, you practically walk through them to get into the balcony. So yeah, it's easy to get to everything here in this instrument. So let's look at the pedal over here. We have, a 16-foot principal. That's right here in the middle of the... It's a big, full principal. Mm-hmm. And then there's an 8-foot octave that goes on top of that. Some chiffy pipes in there, and then a 4-foot choral bass, of course.
It isn't independent, which is very... Well,
yeah, everything is straight over here, which is nice.
Right.
Independent rings. It just sounds like a principal. I'll have to find out what an Italian principal means. I've seen them before, but I don't really know what it indicates about the stop.
I'm not sure.
And then there's yet another mixture in the organ. We have three ranks, starting at 2 2/3. Play the bottom end of that. Let's see how low it sounds. So let's put the whole pedal chorus together. Very good. And we have a few softer stops in there, of course, as well. It starts with our 16-foot sub bass. That's I believe a metal capped stop?
I think it is.
Yeah. I think it's that one right there. It kind of sounds like it could be.
Yeah, it has nice resonance.
So then we have some borrows from other divisions. We have the 16-foot quintod from the choir, and then the 16-foot palmer from the grate. So you have those options. And again, the choir one you can close down as well.
Right.
And then an 8-foot geduct. Is that an independent geduct? It looks like it is.
Yes.
That's up there. And again, I think everything in the pedal division is metal. There are no wood stops, which is a little unusual because usually those lowest pipes are frequently...
Right.
And then we have some reeds. Let's start with a 16-foot pozzon. It's a big, bright pozzon, and it's right here, right where we have access to it.
Right.
And then we have an 8-foot trumpet as well. Independent stops here in this division. I say that, but are the 8 and 4 really separate, or are those the same stop?
No.
Because they sound very similar.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, those two are related.
Okay, so we'll just say. And then an 8-foot trumpet, and then that borrows into the 4-foot clarion. Play a little more of the clarion for us. Put on the 8 and 4 together and just do this one. And then we put our 16-foot pozzon underneath that and get a nice big bright reed chorus. Very nice. And then we have a contrapposana 32. You actually have a real 32 in here?
No, this was added, I believe, in the 80s also by another builder. It's just an extension of the 16-foot.
What does it do in the bottom octave?
It makes a lot of rattling. Very memorable sounds.
All right. Well, maybe it's effective under that. Now, you have a 32-foot resultant, which also is an artificial 32 made of 16-foot and a fifth above.
Right.
What, play that for us with, let's turn... on a lot of stuff. Let's turn on the whole principal chorus with the resultant, and I want to hear the 32 and 16 put on there, and even the mixture. And finally, the thing we should talk about, there is an enchamade sticking up out of the top of the swell in the choir. It's divided on either side. It's not a huge scale, not a great big thing, but I imagine it's probably pretty loud.
Oh,
it?
Yes.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it. Go for it. I like it. It's nice, clear sound. It's got a full sound despite being that really narrow scale, so that's impressive. So this whole console was redone in 2015, is that correct?
Right, it's all the original keys and pedals. They just restored it and added a few extra draw knobs, but it's the same shell.
Because you were having problems with pistons not working.
Oh,
all sorts
many
of
problems.
So that's great that everything you need here to make this instrument sound its best is working.
Yes.
And I'll add, it's the Peterson ICS 4000 system that Sean's used, and a lot of companies use that. I'm a fan of it. I've seen all the specs on it. This is where I get critical. The display looks like a 1977 TI calculator. I wish that they could have modernized that. Systems like Syndyne even have touch screens now.
Right.
But then again, I do know they were developing that like 20 years ago. So it was, the companies that build these things don't get the luxury of redesigning, every 4 or 5 years. They have to pick something and make it work. But it works really well in this system.
Yeah.
I just wish it had a smaller or more interesting looking display. So, all right. So now I'd like to hear a little bit of the oral.
You don't bother anything with things like that, right?
I'll just say. And you also have chimes that are available. They're played from the choir box, but they're available in several places on the organ, correct? The grate and the choir and the pedal?
Just grate and the
just
pedal.
Just grate, even though they're in the choir.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
How do they sound? Very nice.
Box closed.
It's one of those things that I think you have to use just right, and a lot of people aren't sure what to do with chimes or when to use them, but it's nice to have them when you need them.
Right.
So let's hear a little bit of this organ. What have you got to play for us today?
Well, first we have this lovely little Vocalese by Daniel Gothard,
who's
a current composer. And then we have a trumpet tune by Martha Sauvage.
Okay. Tune in F.
And we also have an aria Pastorella by Rathgeber.
Rathgeber, I don't know that name.
A Baroque composer.
From Germany, I assume.
Yes.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit. Let's start with the Dan Gothard Vocalese. And if you'll go like right at the, under the tallest point.
Yeah, that's where we're going. This is an opposite room.
Yeah.
The organ sounds best kind of near the front.
Well, rooms are. I've got, the more I do this, the more I've been pushing microphones closer to the organs. But I think here, you actually get some benefit from the space.
Yeah, we're lucky to have this space.
And I meant to ask you about the previous organs, which I looked up, and there was a Hook and Hastings here in 1900, and then
yes.
Hill Green and Lane in 1922.
Yep.
Do we have any idea what happened to the Hook?
They both supposedly were, they had to get rid of them because of mechanical issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not mentioning the big one they had.
Oh, what did they have?
They supposedly had a 19, in 1950, so they got the world's largest Allen.
Oh yeah, that's not an LHS database.
It was actually fascinating. I found the LP of the dedication.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 1955. It was somewhere in there.
Alright, and Zach.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a nice piece. I don't know. I that was on that little CD I did.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right, so let's do the Baroque theme next.
Okay. Just give me a second.
Might as well use the big trumpet.
Okay.
If people like to hear. Does it, say, do you have any options to do any echo effects between the choir trumpet and the one time? It's pretty.
I could do the first one on the.
Or just to have a variation.
Yeah, that's easy. Let me just. I think.
So here underneath the pedal, we see there are some wood stops. I was confused. So that's our sub bass back there. And then there's actually a ladder in the back corner. There's a ladder on either side that takes you up because there are trumpets and pedal principles along the side. There's wind lines on the floor to step over. And so it's C sharp on one side, C on the other. You can see up. The wood pipes are the ones against the back wall and the window. And there's a walkboard up there that gets you to the trumpet and bombard. And there's some of our flutes up there. You get to those by going up this ladder. And there's a walkboard there. And that also takes you up to the top
And these ladders on the side actually take you up to the top of the swell and choir boxes so you can tune the enchamade.
There's two regulators for the pedal. Very old label here explaining that the bassoon should be tuned on the tuning roll, but the shalmai should be tuned on the wire, and the cor anglais should be tuned by sliding resonator up or down. And of course we don't have those other two, but the bassoon is that back there, and they want you to tune that one on the scroll, as we'd call it. I always thought that was unique, that Shantz would specify some ranks were to be tuned on the scroll and some on the wire. Here's something you see a lot where people come into the organ. This wind line has been stepped on so many times that it's dented down and there was a leak in the seam, and so now there's kind of an ugly repair right where obviously there was a big leak. Don't step on wind lines. So this organ is fairly easy to get into in that when you come up to the balcony, you have to actually walk through underneath the swell chamber and then out through the balcony here to get to the organ. Let me do that one more time. I'm trying to show the path through the cons. So this organ is actually really easy to get into. Open the door going up to the balcony and you actually enter into the swell chamber. There's the pipes up there and the expression. And then this door, which you have to leave shut because now we're in the grate. There's a grate regulator, some sound equipment, and we're out to the balcony.
Turn that light a little bit, see if you can get it right on us. It's turned away a little bit. It might help. And actually, maybe lower the light a little bit. I almost brought two lights in here because I know it's kind of... It's dark, but then you have these windows that
are
really bright spot. That
depends when you're here.
Yeah.
What the weather is.
A little better.
All right, is that better?
Mm-hmm.
I think I just want to say, first of all, thank you for playing for us and for showing the organ. And then we reiterate that it's a 60-rank 1965 Shantz that was restored recently by Shantz in 2015 with new console upgrades.
Technically 2012. And
2012, okay. What happened in 2012 is when you had the building.
That's when the room was done, so we moved all the pipes out. Okay. And then 2015 was the console and re-leathering.
All right, so let's say all of that. So we've had a good look here at this 1965 Shantz, 60 ranks, and it was in 2012 the room was repainted and remodeled, so you took all the pipes out. So that was the first time they kind of cleaned things up. And then in 2015 they re-leathered and they redid all of this console. So it's almost like a brand new organ.
Oh, wow.
Even though it's from 1965, it still sounds really great and it's versatile. It's not too much of the 60s and 70s era. It's got a lot of color to it.
Right.
So thank you, Andy, for showing it to us and for playing for us.
Thank you for coming here.
Remember, you can always find streaming classical organ music on our three stations, OrganLive.com, Positively Baroque, and The Organ Experience. Subscribe to our channel if you want to get updates. We'll be seeing some new organs in the future. I'm Brett Johnson. Thanks for watching. Let me just do that one more time. So this is a good look at this 1965 Shantz, 60 ranks. In 2012, you remodeled or you repainted the room at least to fix some things. So you had to take out all of the pipes, which Shantz did in the 2012. And then in 2015, they re-leathered the entire organ and redid all of the console.
Yep.
So this organ should play for, you know, another 50 years here, we hope. Mm-hmm. And it sounds great. It's 1965. It's got a lot of that neo-baroque stuff in it, but not they weren't going crazy with it.
Right.
So you've got a lot of versatile colors that we play a lot of repertoire today. So thank you, Andy, for showing us the organ and for playing for us today.
Thanks for coming.
Remember, you can subscribe to our channel to get updates and see some new organs that are coming up. And you can find classical streaming organ music 24 hours a day on our three stations, OrganLive.com, Positively Baroque, and The Organ Experience. I'm Brent Johnson. Thanks for watching. Okay. All right. So now we're just going to get lots of shots of things. We're going to look at in the chambers a little bit.
Okay.
And then we will get pictures of the organ.
So thank you for listening. If you would like to see the video we made that day, it's embedded on the post for this episode at theorgan.com. If you're a fan of the videos, I can tell you we have plans for more, but we don't know right now when those plans can be put into action. Many churches are still closed, and many organists are busy trying to figure out how to work in this new paradigm we're experiencing. Thank you to all our many supporters and subscribers who make it possible for us to do what we do. Once again, I'll say that if you want to help us continue to make more podcasts and videos, you can do two things. If you have the means, please make a contribution to the Oregon Media Foundation. You can do that by going to oregon.media and clicking on support. Second, please help us spread the word about the foundation. Tell your friends, online or in person, about At the Oregon, Oregon Live, Positively Baroque, the Oregon Experience, or our YouTube channel. You can find links to all of them at oregon.media. That's it for now. I'm Brent Johnson. Thanks for listening, and I'll meet you here next time at the Oregon.
You've been listening to At the Oregon. We'd love to hear your comments about the show. Send your email to info@theorgon.com or just go to our website where you can comment on the show. There you can also hear this week's show again or find back episodes. The address is attheorgon.com. At the Oregon is a production of the Oregon Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation, go to oregonmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Oregon.